other. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Well, we have another ultra-massive show for you, broadcast for you today. It is the 18th of February, 2004, on this Wednesday. Huge broadcast lined up for you. Kerry wins Wisconsin as Dean flounders. Dean is scheduled today to drop out of the race and give his support over to the Skull and Bones member, John Forbes Kerry. Abortion claim hits the president, one of the smut peddlers out there who's dug up a lot of accurate dirt in the past, Larry Flint, says he has proof, the witnesses, the doctors, everybody, for a Bush abortion. Also, Euro hits new high against the dollar. We've got a bunch of news about the NRA engaging in covert gun-grabbing activities. Well, this latest one is overt. Explosions heard near Japan's defense ministry from Reuters. They think it could be terrorists. We'll go over that. The big news, and we've got Jack Blood, talk show host on one of our great affiliates, Reality Radio 1320, up in Rhode Island. He'll be joining us in the second hour. I could hardly believe what I read this morning. News Channel 10, mainstream news. Governor's proposed Homeland Security bill under fire. This is for Rhode Island. And it says, if you fly anything other than the American flag, if you criticize the government, it actually says this, you will be arrested under World War I style laws. It is martial law, and the feds are supporting this legislation, and it's indescribable. We'll just have to read from the mainstream news for you to hear. And coming up later in the show as well, Bob Dacey, who's a regular contributor to this show at Infowars.com. A few days ago, I posted this article, Republican linked to Chinagate, media empire, and voting machines running for Congress. We have this new 10th district. They wrote the Democrats out of this area of Central Texas, which I didn't particularly cry over. Lloyd Doggett is one of the worst members of Congress we have in this country, and he's been the congressman for Austin for about a decade. Well, guess what's happened? A new development here. Turns out the individual the Republicans are all pushing, because no Democrat is running against anyone in the slot, because it's such a shoo-in for Republicans, but there are some real conservatives running, but you can forget them. The media and everybody else is behind this particular Republican who worked for Bill Clinton, who's really a Democrat, and it's hooked in to Clear Channel. He's married into that family, and they've put the voting machines in here in Austin. So a nice microcosm example of the type of corruption we're dealing with via the neocons. Interesting article here out of South Dakota Gun Owners Association. Right to arms in vehicles, bill gutted in committee. The NRA went into the committee and said, we don't believe people should be able to have guns without permits. So they were about to pass a law, a Vermont-style concealed carry, where if you're not a felon, you can carry a gun, which is what we need nationwide. And the NRA said, no, we want registration. We want this to happen, you see. That type of concealed carry turns a right into a privilege, and there's the NRA, as usual, out Clintoning Clinton. And from all publications, National Review is admitting that there's a bill for total gun confiscation. Headline, Bill for Confiscation of Firearms, H.R. 2403. And Lord Bush will sign this, he said, if it comes across his desk. So, again, as liberals here on this show, we're against gun control and open borders and supercomputers to China and campaign finance reform and signing on to UNESCO and arming Pakistan and arming North Korea and arming China. We're against a 45% growth in government in the last 3.5 years. We're liberal. If you're for big government, gun control, open borders, abortion, you're a conservative. So I'm no longer a conservative. I am an ultra-left-winger. More ultra-left-wing reports coming up, and please stay with us. I haven't even scratched the surface. This show is going to be absolutely jam-packed.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Eliminate the cause. Don't just treat symptoms. BioSolutions has over 450 pre-programmed auto-sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. It comes with a 30-day return policy and a one-year limited warranty. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll-free, 866-885-6625. 866-885-6625. One more time, that's 866-885-6625. Call today.
Through the years of providing water filters to America, you've come to us and we've listened. You asked us to make the water level visible to eliminate the guesswork when refilling the water. We listened. You asked for an elevated base so the system could be used in places beside on the edge of a counter. We listened. You asked us to develop a filter that was made in the USA. We listened. You asked us to include an emergency light for camping and during power outages. We listened. After 9/11, you asked us to develop a filter that was more powerful in removing chemical agents. Again, we listened. Introducing the Berkey Light, the gravity filter requested by America, designed by Americans, and made in America. Get the Berkey Light, the American water filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
What really happened September 11th, and who stands to gain? Alex Jones here, America. We answer these vital questions and much, much more in my newest and most explosive documentary yet, 911, The Road to Tyranny. In 2 hours and 24 minutes, we point a searing light of truth on the history of problem reaction solution. Brace yourselves as the New World Order program for world domination is blown wide open. A nightmarish post-September 11th world where the military and the police are merged. Witnesses populations beg for national ID cards and, yes, even implantable microchips. Troops on the streets, foreign NATO aircraft in the skies. Psychotic UN population control plans and much, much more. This is one film you cannot afford to miss. Order 911, The Road to Tyranny today. Call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 1-888-253-3139. Or order online at InfoWars.com or InfoWars.net. You see, Big Brother's afraid of this documentary. Order today and spread the word. America's future depends on the truth getting out.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
All right, my friends, thanks for joining us. It is Wednesday, the 18th of February, 2004. Let's jump straight into the news. Kerry wins Wisconsin as Dean flounders. Wisconsin brought the populist anti-war campaign of Howard Dean to an end last night, reducing the Democratic nomination race to a two-man contest between John Kerry and John Edwards. But the state's tight primary election also made it clear that the race was going to be closer than expected. The pretty boy, John Edwards, caught up to a close second with John Kerry, and they think that in some of the races in the South, that John Edwards may win, but I'm predicting that it's going to be John Forbes Kerry as the Democratic presidential candidate, and you're going to have Mr. Edwards as his VP running mate. But again, it doesn't matter. They're all establishment types. It's a rigged game. We're going to have our skull and bones presidency with George W. running against John Forbes Kerry, and of course, the two are cousins. What type of cousins is still under debate, but they are related and members of the same generational secret society. Abortion claim hits the president. This is out of the Mirror, out of England. Pornographer, Larry Flint says he has nailed down his claims. George Bush, a pro-life campaigner, arranged for a girlfriend to have an abortion in the 1970s, Flint 61, a failed California governor candidate, said, "I've talked to the woman's friends. I've tracked down the doctor who did the abortion and the Bush people who arranged for it. I've got the story nailed." That's how Flint talks. He said he would publish his claims in a book at the height of the election season. Flint's mudslinging comes amid what promises to be one of the dirtiest battles for the White House ever. Alarmed aides of President Bush want $130 million for a campaign to derail the runaway success of Democratic hopeful John Kerry. Republicans are trying to portray Kerry, a Massachusetts senator for 19 years, as a hypocrite and a political puppet. Well, you're both puppets. And yes, Mr. Kerry did use his Purple Hearts to get out of Vietnam. Yes, Mr. Kerry did protest with Jane Fonda. Yes, Mr. Kerry is a whitewasher in a bunch of different committees. But it doesn't matter. They're both pieces of work. And just, you can forget about the presidency. We better work on getting our country back at the county, the city, the state level. As Hutton Gibson says, we need to have a couple states secede to send the message that we're not putting up with this martial law tyranny. And don't think that that won't work. A lot of people are starting to wake up. Euro hits new high against the dollar. The euro today rose to a new high against the dollar, pushing above 129 for the first time in its five-year history. It rose to 129.27. That's an all-time record in early European trading, beating a month-old record of 128.98. And that's a 12-year low for the dollar against the euro. So the euro didn't even exist 12 years ago, so I don't know how they come out with that number. But just about a year and a half ago, the euro was 90 cents to the dollar. About 2 years ago, it was 85 cents to the dollar. And now it's $1.29.27 against the dollar. So a 40-plus percent drop in the dollar. And you talk to the average person. I've talked to folks on the street wearing suits and ties, get down to Mercedes-Benz, and they don't know what it means to have a weak dollar. Just a few years ago, we all made fun of Mexico for the peso or Canada for its devalued currency. We're now approaching the peso. But the average person thinks this is good because they heard on the news it's good. So, okay. Very interesting. Yesterday we had Greg Palast, BBC reporter, on, and we have his article here that he wrote about Bush and how it came out in the late 90s when he was running for governor about how he had altered records at Camp Mabry for his guard service. That's now confirmed. The folks at the guard have gone public. They were ordered to expunge that record, to shred those documents. And the lottery company called Bush up and said, "Hey, look, you give us the contract, the billion-dollar-a-year contract, or this is going to go public," because the lobbyist involved with that was the lobbyist involved getting Bush his little whitewash years before involving the guard records. And why is this important? Because in the next hour, we're going to be going into the ruling class here in Texas, including the Clear Channel boys, and how they're running their own candidate for Congress, and they own the voting machines in which that member of that person running for Congress's votes will be counted. It's like Chuck Hagel up in Nebraska owning the voting machines that the people vote in elections. So we're seeing more and more of this. And it turns out this Republican is also linked to ChinaGate, media empire, and voting machines, who's running for Congress. And it's an article by Bob Dacey for InfoWars.com. We've got Bob Dacey joining us at the halfway point of the next hour. When we start the next hour, though, we're going to have Jack Blood on the broadcast. And Mr. Blood is going to be discussing this headline from News Channel 10 out of Providence, Rhode Island, where we're on the local talk radio at 1320. News Channel 10, governor's proposed Homeland Security bill under fire. Let me cover this now, then we'll get into all the other news. And brace yourselves for this. Audit of fire safety records required. Legislation intended to strengthen the state security measures drew criticism from a civil rights group that said the proposed law threatens free speech and academic freedom. Governor Don, and I can't even pronounce this name, so I'm sorry to our Rhode Island listeners, CARS series, or CARCIERIS's new Homeland Security bill law creates new felony charges, require annual safety audits of every public school, and closed some public records, including those that show whether businesses comply with the state fire safety code requirements. Notice how the article gives you the petty stuff up front. Then it gets meaty. The bill, which the governor introduced last week, also resurrects World War I era laws that make it illegal to speak. This is a quote from the bill. That make it illegal to speak, utter, or print statements in support of anarchy, speak in favor of overthrowing the government, or to display any flag or emblem other than the flag of the United States as symbolic of the U.S. government. Now, this is the World War I sedition laws that Michael Savage promotes every single day. I don't know if that's true. I've listened 20 times and heard him say it 15-plus times. I mean, every time I seem to tune in and listen for more than 10 minutes, he says, this person disagrees with the government, that aids the terrorist, put them in a forced labor camp. And we were just talking about this yesterday on the show, and we see these type of laws being passed or attempted to be passed all over the country. There was the bill in Oregon that the head of the committee, Senator Menes, almost got passed last year. 10 police, state, 3 total enslavement. The actual bill zoomed in on the subtext. If one person in a protest blocks traffic or a door or engages in any other misdemeanor, everyone in the crowd is given life in prison in a forced labor forest camp. Well, that's a quote. Forced labor forest camp. Labor forest camp. Well, the governor has his new bill. If you display anything that's supportive of anarchy, speak in favor of overthrowing the government, or to display any flag or emblem other than the flag of the United States. And it says the director of the Rhode Island chapter of the American Civil Liberties Union, said they have loyal opposition fighting it, Stephen Brown, called the proposal extraordinarily dangerous and a return to McCarthyism. See, no, McCarthy was right. That's why he was kicked out. That's why they went after him. But see, the left tries to make it look like it's a left-wing agenda. The conservatives think, oh, it must be good. When people had to be careful what they said or what organization they belonged to, the organization released on Tuesday a 13-page critique of the governor's proposal. Jeff Neal, the governor's spokesman, said the legislation is based on laws that have been enacted in several states, including New York, Virginia, Florida, and Massachusetts. Neal was quoted as saying, in a post-9/11 America, state governments have a responsibility to update their homeland security laws in order to protect their citizens. Brown wrote in his critique that the proposed law has enormous ramifications for political protests, freedom of association, academic freedom, and the public's right to know. One issue is the governor's definition of terrorism. The governor's bill defines terrorism as a violent act or an act dangerous to human life that is intended to intimidate or coerce a civilian population, influence the policy of a unit of the government by intimidation or coercion, or affect the conduct of a unit of government by murder, assassination, kidnapping, or aircraft piracy. Now, notice that Section 802 of the USA Patriot Act says any action that endangers human life, that's a violation of any federal or state law, is an act of terrorism. This is a little bit weaker than that. The language is similar to the USA Patriot Act, a federal law passed for September 11, 2001 terror attacks. Critics contend the law, which clarifies and increases the powers that federal agents have when investigating crimes, threatens civil rights. But if you read the bill, and I've got a copy of the governor's bill here, flying a flag gets you prison, criticizing the government gets you secretly arrested. Interesting. Now, what do folks in Rhode Island think about this? 1-800-259-9231, 1-800-259-9231. And remember yesterday I read from the Business Wire where Homeland Security is handing out these armored vehicles to police departments, now treaded tanks, and says they're, quote, for Homeland Security duties, for crowd control and riot control. See, Homeland Security is controlling you. It's for you. When you hear the word terrorist, you think, oh, that's some guy in a turban trying to hijack a plane. And the answer is, no, it's not. It's for any misdemeanor that they think you might have committed. Any misdemeanor they think you might have committed. All right, we'll be right back, folks. So please stay with us. A lot more coming up in your calls.
Hello, Ted Anderson here with Midas Resources. Lately, I've been hearing people tell me that gold is so low now that it would be a perfect time to buy. With over 20 years of personal experience in the gold business, I can tell you that opportunities like this can be counted on one hand. The truth is, very few people have the fortitude to actually act on a market like this. However, they have become the elite group, more than doubling their investment over moderate time span. In 1982, gold was trading in a range of $275 per ounce. By mid-1983, it was close to $500 an ounce. In 1986, gold collector coins had quadrupled. Don't procrastinate this opportunity away. All the bottom line fundamentals still support a strong future for gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for a free evaluation of your gold portfolio. You'll be glad you did. That's 1-800-686-2237. Again, 1-800-686-2237.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
The illuminated Berkey base allows most gravity filters to be used in the center of a table by raising the spigot level. Made of durable Lexan polymer, the same material used for bulletproof glass, it has 8 LED lamps. Incredibly, the low-energy LEDs will last for more than 11 years of continuous use and are bright enough to be spotted for over a mile in the dark. The LED lamps are powered by an AC adapter, and during emergencies, the rechargeable batteries will operate them all night long. When the LEDs are switched off, the AC adapter automatically recharges the batteries. The Berkey base is available in gorgeous cobalt blue or practical bright white LEDs, ideal as an emergency light, flashlight, or nightlight. Get the illuminated Berkey base for only $69, or get both white and blue for only $125 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll free, 888-803-4438.
About the quality of air outside these days.
Pollution. Pollen.
Is it as healthy as you'd like?
Allergies.
Asthma.
Probably not.
Well, listen to this. Did you know, according to the American Lung Association, combined with the EPA, the air quality inside your home is actually 6 to 10 times worse than the air outside?
6 to 10 times?
How could that be, you ask?
Worse.
Think about what's inside your home. Hairspray, chemicals. Does anyone smoke?
Fumes.
What about all those cleaners under your sink? Where do you think all those fumes go?
Toxic fumes.
Well, I'll tell you where they go.
Oh, Rob, you're so funny.
They go.
Curtains.
Into you, into your children,
their lungs.
Am I scaring you? Remember this word, Puritech.
P-U-R-I-T-E-C.
Puritech makes the pure air system. What this air cleaning system does is remove dangerous airborne particles
like smoke, odors,
VOCs,
allergens,
fine dust,
mold,
pollen,
and kills bacteria
for less than half the cost of other air purifiers, which do a lot less.
Call them now to breathe easier.
888-491-4100. The Puritech Pure Air System. Online at Puritech.com.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCM Radio Network.
Now, they tried to pass a law last year in Oregon where if one protester, it said this word for word, if one protester blocks traffic or blocks a doorway, all protesters get life in prison in a forest labor camp. Well, that's the exact quote. It also said if you have an unlicensed gun in your car, if you download music, you get life in prison in a forest labor work camp. It listed about, 50-plus things in there, and that bill is posted at Infowars.com in the archives. I guess type something in like Oregon bill gives you life in prison and forest labor camp, and it should pop up for you. And we had county commissioners on and others about the concentration camps they built in the forest in Oregon and in Washington State. Mainstream news, you know, just, oh, yeah, the feds have built concentration camps, and they've told us to keep our mouths shut about it, but we're going to talk about it. And so this is the new America. They like to put you in a forest labor camp if you download music or if you have a gun or... It listed a whole bunch of stuff, stuff that normally wouldn't even have jail time associated with it. But, you know, this is what they tried to pass, but folks found out about it. And, you know, this is the new America. And up in Rhode Island, they want to put you in prison as a terrorist if you criticize the government, speak, utter, or print statements in support of anarchy. And again, that could be anything. Reading the Declaration of Independence, according to FEMA, is a terrorist act. We have FEMA saying it. We have the documents of FEMA promoting it. The law enforcement magazines, Law Enforcement Technology, a few years ago said that cops go ahead and arrest somebody if they have a Get Us Out of the UN sticker. And so when this happens to you, you'll be wondering why. I mean, this is the new America. Now, this is what's happening. We can decide to cower and shut up and go along with them. Then the abuse will be guaranteed. Or we can stand up and say, no way. We're not putting up with this garbage. Got a bunch of other news coming up concerning conservative gun control by the neocons. But right now, let's talk to Sue Ann in Texas. Sue Ann, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Yes, sir, Alex. I'm over here at the University of Texas. We're at the forum. It's called Winning the War on Terror. And I registered this morning at 8:30. The lady was nice. I told her I was from ACTV. And that I would be filming and taping the sessions. And she said, fine. And so I got in there and got all set up, and it turns out this guy called Montgomery C. Miggs decided he didn't want it taped.
Yeah, that's the general. And I've been to two of those, and I didn't go to the one 2 weeks ago. They actually were assaulting Kevin, bumping into him, threatening him. Anybody else can tape but our people. And it's a big New World. In fact, the first one last year, the first symposium was called the New World Order, and they don't want us taping this. No, it's. But everyone else is allowed to. But
actually, they're not allowing anybody taping. Not only can we not tape it visually, he said we couldn't even tape it electronically. There will be no electronic notification of the tech.
Okay, well, they let us tape the two times I was there. They wouldn't let Kevin a few weeks ago, but they let everybody else. Now they're not letting anybody?
They're not letting anybody tape. They're not even letting anybody use cassette recorders.
At a university, at a major forum, yes.
Why can't the taxpayer be allowed to tape? We're paying this. We're paying for all of this. Why can't
Well, they're afraid of us.
At least get an audio tape of what they're saying. What are they going to say that they're so afraid for us to tape and play back to people?
Well, you got former deputy directors of the CIA, top generals, FBI people there when I've been there, and the same guys there this time, according to what you just said. And
I was just trying to get the word out that if people want to know what their government is doing, and any patriot wants to know about the Homeland Security, they need to get here. The Homeland Security speakers are coming up at 2 o'clock.
By the way, everyone's always been allowed to tape this. They're just selectively deciding this.
Well, there's nobody with any taping. They had a few, one person there from the university press that had a still camera, just a SLR camera, and they were allowed to take a few shots, but that was it. You couldn't even have a cassette recorder going.
Well, we're a free country. That's why, you know, you can't. They're putting cameras up everywhere and putting cameras up in the schools and the school bathrooms and the state rest stops in Michigan, but. You sure can't tape. But yeah, I know. They a few weeks ago, they were basically assaulting Kevin, bumping into him, telling him, turn your camera off. And he said, other people have their cameras on. They said, you can't. And that's interesting.
Well, he's there, and he brought his camera. They wouldn't let him tape again. But they had already agreed to let me tape. The lady had agreed it. And this Montgomery C. Meigs said no. And I said, well, how about just the text? He said, no, not even the text. We don't want any cassette recorders. We don't want any...
Did you get that on tape?
No, but he made it very clear. He said it in
front of everybody. Yeah, listen. You always go into these situations with your camera running, so at least you'll get what they said. Also, once the cameras get turned off, they can claim you assault them or something. I wouldn't be there if they won't let you have cameras.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run.
Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Get the new Berkey battery adapter, an inexpensive yet long-term backup power supply for your Berkey Light LED system. The Berkey's LED lamps are unique because, incredibly, they have an average life of over 11 years of continuous use and are so bright they can be spotted for more than a mile in the dark, yet require very little energy. That's why this revolutionary new technology is a bit expensive. But it's worth every penny because the low-energy LEDs are able to provide light all night long for over 2 weeks on a single set of four AA alkaline batteries. That's right. Incredibly, your emergency light will operate every night for over 2 weeks for the price of four small AA batteries. Be prepared for unexpected emergencies and get the Berkey battery adapter, complete with on-off switch, for only $10 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
Can you grow your own nutrition on a shelf indoors in 10 days? Yes. Wheatgrass juice is live superfood, the richest nutritional liquid known to man. Packed with amino acids, living enzymes, and over 100 elements, 2 ounces of juice have the same nutrition as 3 pounds of choice garden produce. The get-up-and-go energy, healing, blood building, weight control, and cleansing are just the beginnings of what you will reap from pennies worth of grain. Hi, I'm Alan Davison at Monocot Wheatgrass. The 200 pages of our book, Wheatgrass, Nature's Finest Medicine, will remove any anxieties you may have about your nutritional supply. In this kit, you will receive no monthly bills, no monthly pills. This is real self-sufficiency. To get more information about wheatgrass, the book, seed, and the beautiful stainless steel wheatgrass juicer, go to austinwheatgrass.com or call toll-free 1-877-MY-WHEAT. And thank you for your support of our labors and of this network.
Did you know you've been cheated? You owe no debt on your bank-issued credit cards. You heard that right. You owe no debt on your bank-issued credit cards. You don't have to pay them off. The banks are defrauding you. Now is the time to fight back. You can completely wipe out your credit card debt fast. The procedure's easy, and everything is done legally and within the law. Almost no one has ever failed. Check out 1-2-3nodebt.com. You can also wipe out your mortgage debt and get a free and clear title. Mortgage elimination is usually completed in 2 or 3 months. It's done by an outside source found on our website. Believe it or not, mortgage debt elimination has been done for thousands for more than 10 years. Don't let the banksters cheat you. Fight back, America. Stop the fraud. Stop the ripoff. Learn the truth. 1-2-3nodebt.com. Come over and get our rock-solid technology that wipes out debt without bankruptcy. 1-2-3nodebt.com. Live debt-free now. You lose nothing but the debt.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
All over the country, federal courts have been ruling that you can have 500 Bush supporters on a public sidewalk with signs worshiping the neocon, but if one liberal has a sign saying no blood for oil, they're told Secret Service says you're not allowed to protest. They arrest them. And all over the country, people who try to go out and videotape public events, you can have people with 50 other cameras, but if they don't like you, they'll tell you to turn your camera off and arrest you. And the same thing's been happening here at the LBJ Presidential Library in the last two events, because I know the last caller, Sue Ann, she's done a lot of good reporting for us in the past, and I know it's happened to Kevin Smith, who's been trying to go to these events. And I should have been there today, but I had to obviously be live on air. And they just don't want you going to their little Homeland Security event in the big auditorium with all the students and all their video cameras. That's the way it's always been, and the news media there. But nope, sorry, you can't videotape what they're talking about with Homeland Security now. There's no law. UT tells you, of course you're allowed to videotape, you know, the secretaries, the people running it, but then the general gets up there at the podium and says, turn all your cameras off, and they got goons in suits that will, well, many of you have seen my film, The Takeover, Police State 2, The Takeover, where General Barry McCaffrey, who was then the drug czar, comes to speak, and I'm sitting up in about the 10th row. I have my video camera in my hand, and I say to him during the question and answer, I say, sir, you're head of drug task force for Southcom down in Colombia for the entire of South and Central America. Him and his wife got caught shipping in heroin and cocaine. What do you have to say about that? You know, the CIA's been caught bringing the drugs in. I mean, isn't that what you guys are really doing? Well, now, you see, that won't be possible because they selectively enforce it and tell you to turn your camera off and let others have their cameras on. And I guess now, just nobody can have their cameras on. This is in the spirit of America and the spirit of freedom at universities and the First Amendment. Before we go back to these loaded phone lines, I want to just tell the listeners that I've made 10 films, Matrix of Evil, Masters of Terror, Police State 3, Total Enslavement, Police State 2, The Takeover, that I was just mentioning. About 5 minutes of that two-hour, five-minute film is the confrontation with General Barry McCaffrey. A lot of stuff that's in there. You need to get these videos. You need to make copies of them. You need to get them out to police and firemen and local constabulary and your county commissioners and local talk show hosts and your pastors or your rabbis. It's now time to wake up the sheeple, and these videos are the best tool we've found to get that job done. Now, you can order via the internet or by writing to me or by calling a toll-free number. You can go to Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order via our secure online shopping carts, or you can simply call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. The videos are all over 2 hours long. Some are 2 hours, 5 minutes. Some are 2 hours, 44 minutes. Order three or more. They drop down to $20 a piece. You can write to me, Alex Jones, at 3001 South Lamar, Suite 100, Austin, Texas, 78704. And we're winning the fight against the globalists. That's why they're starting to panic. That's why they're trying to restrict the First Amendment. They're not going to get away with it. This is not Nazi Germany. This is not Russia. We still have the memories of freedom. We're going to bring those back to the forefront and energize this country. So please take action. I've got other authors' books, my own book. I've got books on tape and CD. And we've got pro-gun t-shirts and a lot of other key info at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. So be sure and go to the websites or write to me or call the toll-free number and take action today. Again, the toll-free number one more time is 1-888-253-3139. Let's go ahead and talk to Jim in Texas. Jim, go ahead.
Good morning. How are you, brother?
I'm doing okay.
Listen, I had heard you talk several times about all the speakers around Austin and, you know, on the street and stuff.
Speakers?
Well, you said were people or microphones where they could listen.
Microphones,
yes. Well, I'm real involved in shortwave radios and scanning and stuff, and there's a publication called Monitoring Times, and in their February issue, they were talking about a new radio system that Glendale, Arizona got, the police department. It's the new $9 million digital system. And one little article in here was really interesting. It says Glendale PD has more than 350 officers. Beside the standard dispatch traffic, you may hear references to ShotSpotter. This is an automated system that determines the location of random gunfire in areas of the city. Audio sensors triangulate the location of the sound to within 25 feet and report the location back to the dispatchers.
Okay, let me break this down for you. Have you seen Police State 2000?
Yes.
Then you saw the Austin American Statesman headline, gunshot detectors, and we zoom in on the text, and it says, okay, it's also an audio listening system.
Yes.
Nationwide, they put these in. They put it in Austin in 1998 with a $840,000 a year grant. They've gotten the grant each year. They put up hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of wireless shotgun microphones. When you go to the company website that they bought from, it brags that this hooks into the emergency centers of cities. They can rotate the mics on the advertisement, on the promo pack for it on the website. It goes, listen to this child talk to his friend about his basketball from over 250 yards, and you hear the child speaking and talking about his basketball And so they advertise it to police as a microphone system, but then when they announce it to the public, it's a gunshot detector, in 98, see, 98, 99, 2000. In the last 5-6 years, they've never used it for gunshot detection. It isn't used for gunshot detection, but when they announce it to you, that's what it's for. And, yes, Austin has it. A lot of other cities have it. And these are microphone systems hooked in with the cameras. But then when you get wise to it, they say, oh, it's a gunshot detector. But, no, it's a very specific a shotgun microphone. That is, it focuses on long distances, and that's exactly what they're doing with it.
Well, we have cameras all over here, and they've even started popping up in the little cities. And I notice when I drive around, half the time, or not half, maybe 25-30% of the time, they're not even pointing down. They're looking down the side street. They're not looking.
Sir, I have video of cameras on the highway zooming around and looking into neighborhoods, turning back and forth. They're now putting them in the neighborhoods in Austin. Every small town has them. Side streets have them. Dirt roads have them. In the name of stopping people who are dumping garbage from England to Canada to Austin, Texas, I have the news articles where they're going to put up in Austin hundreds of cameras, including night vision cameras, in the woods, in the parks, on roads by private property. So everywhere, just like 1984, and then when you complain about the microphones, oh, that's a gunshot triangulator.
Which I
have no doubt the system can also do. Then they say, oh, we heard shots fire. We got to search your house. Or one of their old tricks is, we got a 911 call from your house. Well, no, you didn't. I've been asleep. Well, we got to go ahead and search it. I mean, that's happened to a bunch of people I know.
It's everywhere, and you don't even notice it until you just start looking around.
And now the cameras are going in the school bathrooms.
And now, then if you say something, you're paranoid.
So, I mean,
unbelievable.
What else does the article say about the gunshot detectors?
That's all it said. It just talked, there was a $9 million digital radio system.
And it says you just might be hearing the audio off these, but never mind that.
Yeah, don't worry about it. And, you know, mainly it was just talking about, you know, you wouldn't be able to monitor a lot of the communication because they're going to the car-mounted computers.
Well, yeah, digital. It's going to be digitally scrambled.
Well, now, you can monitor. If it's voice communication, even if it's encrypted or digital, they have scanners that can de-encrypt that.
No, I know. Listen.
But the computer stuff, you can't.
Look, I've got articles where people around the country on the Internet can get into the school cameras because those are hooked in with the feds.
Yeah.
So if somebody's in Sacramento, you can watch it in Virginia. Or if they're in Tennessee, you can watch it in Texas. This has been in the news. And it's the same thing with these microphones. You can get into these microphones.
Yeah.
And so...
Well, they have daycare centers even advertise it. You can call in and check on your children, which is good in a way, but then somebody can hack into it.
Well, the point is the government's been caught doing so many bad things that you know, they're the ones that are using this.
Yeah. Anyway, I just wanted to confirm a lot of things, and I appreciate your work, man.
Well, just think about this point. Last thing, Jim. In 1998, they put the microphones in Austin. They put in hundreds more each year with the $840,000 grant they get. Now, that's just Austin. Now, have you ever in Austin heard of them using the gunshot detector?
No, my daughter lives in Austin. I've never heard a word about it.
Yeah, they're just quietly putting this in, and then if you ask about it, oh, it's a gunshot detector. Thanks for the call.
Yeah,
microphones, folks, hanging out of the trees, hanging off the telephone poles in the neighborhoods. In the first wave of them, they put them in East Austin. Oh, it's just for those poor people. Then they put it in Southwest Austin. Then they put it in Southeast Austin. Now they put them in North Austin. Now they're in downtown. Microphones. Just little black microphones hanging down. Let's talk to George in Colorado. George, go ahead.
Good day.
Hello.
I have an interesting point. You brought up some things yesterday. I didn't have a chance to call in, but you're in good company being called a terrorist because several members and former members of the American administration called the POWs in Japan and the slave laborers used by Japanese in World War II are terrorists. You know why they're terrorists? Because Congressman Honda and Rohrabacher in 2001 were going to pass a bill that would force Japan to pay reparations to these people. So three former Japanese ambassadors, Thomas Foley, Michael Armacost, and Fritz Mondale, wrote a letter to the editor to the Washington Post in September 2001. Saying that supporting that bill would be the equivalent to supporting terrorism. So you are in fine company.
That's bizarre.
That's the global elite.
So how were they saying these veterans were terrorists?
because they were going against the government. The government signed a treaty in 1951 with Japan that said that they could not get any reparations except what was outlined in the treaty. By going against the government, they were defined as terrorists.
Well, they run ads on the radio here in Austin, the Austin Police Department does, going, the terror in the night, fighting terrorists. The terrorists want to rape and kill you. No matter what others say, the APD are the heroes, fighting the terrorists. Again, crime is now terrorism. Suspected crime is now terrorism. And yesterday I read the Business Wire report where, armored vehicles are being given to the police departments to fight terror, riots and crowds.
They're preparing for the future.
They know we're going to be rioting soon. Why will we be rioting? Well, they've got the armored vehicles ready to deal with us.
There's another interesting thing. In 1976, there were congressional committees looking into the criminal activities of the CIA. At the time, George Herbert Walker Bush was the director. He sent his aide, Donald Gregg, to the committees in Congress and told them flat out with an ultimatum, back off or face martial law. More recently, in July 2002, CIA official James B. Bruce declared, "We've got to do whatever it takes, if it takes sending SWAT teams into journalists' homes."
I remember seeing that quote, and the Model States Health Emergency Powers Act, they had a quote in the Detroit Free Press, it's in Rotatorne, where they said, "Our troops are ready to kill grandmothers if ordered to do so."
Exactly.
And they had a big drill in New York, all these secret drills, New York Times on Monday, for mass roundups, forced inoculations, and now the governor in Rhode Island wants to repass the World War One sedition laws, where if you criticize the government, you're arrested.
Well, when it gets to that stage of the game, Alex, if you're going to jail for life, then just remember Mel Gibson's other famous film, The Patriot. Strip to the waist, get the tomahawk, and do what you got to do. Because if you're going to jail for life anyway, you might as well at least remember one famous American revolutionary quote: "Give me liberty or give me death."
But I mean, what's wrong with them trying to pass a bill in Oregon that if one protester blocks traffic, everyone in the protest gets life in prison in a quote forest labor camp?
Well,
what's wrong with forest labor camps? I mean,
that's where we're going to put the globalists when we win. Whatever they do to us, you just write it down and make notes, and then when civil administration returns to its proper Republican base, and the people again rule their country, and the war criminals that tried to take over this country are put back where they belong, in jail.
Well, I just can't believe we're sitting here calmly talking about forest labor camps and arresting people who criticize the government.
Well, it's a good thing we can talk about it, because then we don't have to fight about it. Hopefully by talking about it, the anesthetized masses will wake up and start to realize, hey, these guys are serious, we have to do something. And that can be done at the ballot box.
But hey, I agree with you.
If it can't be done there, then ultimately the forefathers of this country said, we have the cartridge box.
Hey, I hear you. Thanks for the call. I appreciate it. Let's talk to Lewis in California. Lewis, go ahead.
Yes. You know, I used to talk with you years ago and trade quips about our choice between the lesser of evils. And you remember a couple of times I kidded you and picked on the fact that if you reduce basic language to mathematics, which they teach you to do, take word problems and change them into mathematics to figure them out, that we were obviously dealing with lesser of evils. And you've known that as well as I have, but do you understand what it equates to when you and Joyce Riley give out the kind of information that you have this morning? Mathematically, that equates to the fact that we're being given a choice between the greater of evils. And that leaves us mathematically about a hair breadth away from that final point when you can put down the equal sign and say equals maximum evil. We're not quite to that point yet. But for your listening audience, I guess that maybe almost all of you in your school training, at least all of us, and I think almost all your listeners, when you were taught how to change word problems into mathematics to solve them, some things were just basic. And certain problems, like, say, you know how we used to joke about years ago that there were always those old-timers that said, well, when it gets so bad that my family starts starving, I'll reach into that drawer beside the bed there for my six-shooter or for my revolver. Well, then that is the choice of maximum evil. And I would just say this to you. You haven't said anything meaningful for years that I have disagreed with. Everything you've said is the same point of view as mine. But when you reduce it to mathematics, even this thing that your last caller just described, it only takes one step more, one small step more.
You're saying we're reaching the point of no return.
Thank you.
Well, all we can do is try to warn people that prison camps for protesters isn't good, and that microphones hanging out of the trees isn't good, and that foreign troops aren't good. I mean, it's all public. Martial law is public. Top generals saying it's good. Armored vehicles, all the police to oppress us. I mean, it's here. It's here, my friends. It's happening.
Introducing the most efficient gravity filter available. You know, if you were to throw 100 ball bearings at a magnet, most would bounce off. But if you placed them on the magnet, all would stick. The same principle applies in water filtration. Most filtration systems force water through the filter at 60 to 90 psi, causing water molecules to race through the filter in less than a second. The Berkey Light is different. Water molecules take 5 to 10 minutes to pass through the torturous path of the self-sterilizing filter. This allows the proprietary media formulation to remove and reduce pathogenic bacteria, cysts, chemicals, herbicides, pesticides, organic solvents, foul tastes, odors, heavy metals, and nitrates. It is so powerful it purifies raw, untreated water from remote lakes, streams, and stagnant ponds. Get the Advanced Berkey Light for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster for the New World Order.
A New World Order can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State 3 is for you. Visit InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order, or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word.
Brr, record cold spells gripping the nation this winter. So much for global warming. Of course, hand in hand with record cold spells usually go record fuel bills for heating. But for thousands of people across the country, there's no record fuel bill. In fact, there's no bill at all. These people have discovered the magic of a warm workshop without the cost by burning waste oil with a waste oil heater kit from Harold Electric. We all enjoy having a comfortable shop in the winter months to work in. And a waste oil heater from Harold Electric can turn your waste oil from a liability into an incredibly efficient and economical way to heat your workshop. The waste oil heater burns clean. So clean, in fact, that there's absolutely no visible smoke while it's running. There's no expensive maintenance, and the waste oil heaters from Harold Electric are easy to operate. With heating costs skyrocketing in the past couple of years, adding a waste oil heater in your shop makes perfect sense. And with a waste oil heater kit you build yourself from Harold Electric, it's easy. To learn more, visit wasteoilheater.net. That's www.wasteoilheater.net, or call 1-800-541-8910. Call Harold Electric today and work in comfort tomorrow.
All right, my friends, we're back live. About to go back to your calls. Got two guests coming up in the next hour to talk about martial law in Rhode Island and, well, staged elections here in Texas, a microcosm of what's happening in the rest of the country. I want to say bye to Mark, who's been running this show off and on for 5 years. He's his last segment here, and then he's going to be leaving down here to Texas to go back to college. So I want to say bye to Mark, and good job over the years. Tell you what, let's just go back to the calls right now. Let's go ahead and talk to Jay in Colorado. Jay, welcome to the airwaves.
Hey, how you doing, Alex?
Good.
A couple of things. I just wanted to first say that I got Paul Watson's book a couple weeks ago. It's great. It's referenced beautifully, all the amazing points in it, which there's many.
And it proves right down and it proves who the terrorists are.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. It's you can tell by when he talks on your show that the guy knows it through and through, and it's evident in the book. And I like the way it's referenced. I wanted to mention that. So you can actually see where he's getting the amazing points from, so you can double-check if you don't. Some reason you don't believe him. But anyway, I also wanted to know if you could have the Mariani case back on your show just for an update to see if they're getting, you know.
Yeah, for those that don't know who that is, why don't you tell them?
Oh, that was the wife of a gentleman, I forget his first name, Joseph, I think, who died in Building 1, I think, or the.
Yeah, and they lay out the evidence of how the globalists carried out 9/11, one of many suits by the victims. Of course, Bob Dole's former chief of staff, Stanley Hilton, represents 400-plus families and says the globalists did 9/11. They didn't just have prior knowledge. What do you think of all the martial law news where they're gearing up publicly for martial law?
I think they're just rolling it along, and people just think that it's for the safety, and they just believe it. They just believe it because they don't look under the rock and see these guys crawling around. I mean, I got friends that are cops. I got a friend who just applied to be the Homeland Security whatever director or something like that in Colorado. He's just a trooper, but he's got his master's degree and stuff, and they said he can't do it because he doesn't have a military background. This is a police job, but he's like I forget what they call it, but an administrator or something. But
I read the article where they said Homeland Security is crowd control with the armored vehicles.
Sure. Well, I'm making tapes of I got 7 of your movies already, and the one thing a lot of them, if you do the extended play, you can put 2 on one tape, you know?
Yes, sir.
So I always put Police State 2 on there because of the Seattle stuff. Because I've watched people really almost get sick watching those guys beat up those people, the cops.
And stomping on old women and then hiring the 50 thugs that caused the crisis. That's a perfect example of problem, reaction, solution.
One point is that through the movies, you see the local, you put all the local coverage, which is amazing. I mean, Oklahoma City, all the local coverage. And that's what people are like, I didn't see any of that. I didn't see any of that. Or I saw that one part. But that was the one part that wasn't, you know, against their agenda. You know what I mean? That's the only part you
exactly.
See
the globalists have trouble controlling local news when it's live. Later, they get their spin control back in place. And that's why these videos are so important.
Right. And the FEMA Center part where they're marching them all in and the people at the council meeting yelling about being stuck there and whatever, that freaks people out too. They're like, wow, the FEMA centers. And I had a few people say that they wanted to check and see where the FEMA centers are out here in Colorado.
There's FEMA centers in every city.
Well, yeah, that's what I told them. I said, there's probably more than one.
Here in Austin, it's the Robert Mueller Airport, the old airport.
Right, it's probably the Lowry Air Force Base, which they shut down about 10 years ago out here, I think. Anyway, the last thing I wanted to know is if you could give a couple of pointers on where to find schedules for calendars for where these people are coming to speak and have their little seminars so I can go in there and ask them some real questions.
Just type in a search engine, Colorado Homeland Security Meeting. Or
you mean Google? Like Google? Or
yeah, just type it in, you'll find out.
Okay.
Good to hear from you, buddy. Appreciate that. Second hour coming up. We'll take more calls. And we got Jack Blood, talk show host on 1320 in Providence. Covered the martial law headline from News 10. And then we'll talk about local corruption right here in Austin. Stay with us. Second hour straight ahead.
Berkey water filters are the ultimate filters used worldwide for normal or hostile filtration environments to provide the most delicious, sparkling, clean water possible. The Berkey Light self-sterilizing filter elements remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, chemicals, and they reduce lead, mercury, aluminum, nitrate, sulfur, odors, foul taste, and much, much more. Yet they leave in the nutritional minerals that your body needs. The Berkey Light has ridges to deflect water if the upper chamber is overfilled, and it can be used anywhere on a flat surface. That's because it has an elevated base. The entire system joins together to make the Berkey Light convenient to transport even while it's filtering water. Its rechargeable bright white LED lamps allow for optimum use at night or during emergency conditions. Get the Berkey Light, the ultimate filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.